When you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop. For the first time ever, I am now announcing Mr. Cordell Hudson as a 2014 verbal commit to the Syracuse Orange. Every time we talked before this, he was a prospect in the 2014 incoming class. Then he was down to Iowa State, Syracuse, and Rutgers. And now I'm calling him a 2014 Syracuse commit. After Cordell made his decision to join the Syracuse Orange, coming on the heels of his visit to Rutgers, just got out of Rutgers this weekend and flew home back to Largo, Florida, and the decision was made on the same day that he had been at Rutgers, later in the day, back at home, choosing the Syracuse Orange. So now I proudly welcome you, the newest Syracuse Orange commit. And that is Cordell Hudson. Cordell, how you doing?
Doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Cordell. And for the first time ever in all the time that we've talked throughout this year, you now know where you're going. What does it feel like?
It feels amazing. It's a big weight lifted off my shoulders. Now I can just focus on getting better, preparing for Syracuse football.
The last time we talked, Cordell, you had said to me, when I had asked you if you felt like in your heart you knew where you were going, and you said yes. And I didn't push the term out of respect for you and your decision-making process and being able to tell people on your own time when you're ready. But then you go to Rutgers after you and I last spoke. And with Syracuse in your heart, which I felt that was when you had said that to me, was it difficult for you to go to Rutgers having that in your heart?
It kind of made the trip kind of vain. And, like, it was kind of awkward, the whole trip, like, having the folks talk to me and stuff, like, basically, like, getting there. So, because I already knew in my heart, like, where I wanted to go. I knew I wanted to go to Syracuse. Like I told you before, I wanted to commit on the visit, but my parents wanted me to go up on one other visit just to, you know, check it out, make sure I didn't miss anything.
So when you went on this Rutgers visit, bring me through it. Share with everybody listening. What did you do while you were at Rutgers with Syracuse in your heart? What were you doing on your official visit to Rutgers?
Well, I went on Friday. I got there, I think, around, like, 3. And, we went through all, like, the tours. I talked back out with the dean in engineering. And he showed me a tour. He discussed with me about the engineering program. Yeah. Then we went out to eat that day. And the next day, we did some more tours. We watched some practice. We sat down with the academic advisors, and they showed us some presentations. And then we went to New York City, which is pretty cool. I've never been there before. So, until yesterday, it was pretty cool. It's a little messy when it snows. It's a little nasty, but first time in Times Square, so it was pretty cool. We went to Dave & Buster's, played some video games with Nate. And this morning, I just woke up and had a one-on-one with Jimmy Cook and a one-on-one with Texas, and I left.
You said that going with Rutgers and visiting them on this official, that you had the opportunity to go to New York City and you had never been there before. So even though you said that the trip as a whole was a little bit awkward, what was the New York City side of it like? Did you enjoy that part of it and the opportunity that you had to see the city?
It was pretty nice. That was my first time ever, like, seeing, like, people living on top of stores. Like, usually I just see it in movies and on TV. You don't see that in Florida, so it was pretty cool seeing that. But it was a nice trip going to New York City and seeing something new.
Knowing in your heart that you wanted to go to Syracuse before you went on your visit to Rutgers, when you pull in to Rutgers campus, what was going through your mind at that moment?
Even though I had Syracuse in my heart, I still wanted to go to Rutgers with an open mind. But like you said, it was kind of hard because I was just comparing everything to Syracuse. Nothing at Rutgers really stood out to me that was, you know, phenomenally, like, better than Syracuse.
Take me through how this decision came to fruition. I'm talking with you right now on the tail end of your Rutgers visit. You're now back at home in Largo, Florida. So bring me through everything that happened. You leave Rutgers, you get home, and when did this decision come about?
I got home, talked to my parents, and they told me to go for it.
From there, what was the first phone call that you made to Syracuse? Who was that to?
First I called Coach Marker and told them I thanked them for recruiting me and told them that I was choosing Syracuse for the record. And then I called Coach Lester from Syracuse and told him that I wanted to commit, and then he put Coach Chase on the phone. Then I told him, we talked a little bit, and he talked to my mom, and then I talked to Coach Blue and Coach Reed.
When you called Tim Lester, the quarterback's coach of Syracuse, who obviously has been talking with you for a while through your recruiting process, what was his response to you, and what was that conversation like on the phone?
I could hear the excitement in his voice. He was really happy. But he said he kind of feel that I was going to do it in the next couple of days. Because I had told him, I was on a visit, I told him that I wanted to commit, but my parents wanted me to wait. So they kind of knew that I wanted to go there. So you can kind of tell I was like a silent commit.
When Tim Lester put Scott Schaefer on the phone, the head coach of the Orange, what did he have to say?
He was just like, he can't wait to coach me. And he's really glad he gets this opportunity to get a young man like me in the program.
When you said that your mom got on the phone, who did she talk to? Was it Scott Schaefer?
Yeah, she talked to Schaefer.
As far as your mom's conversation with Scott Schaefer, what did you get from that? I mean, were you able to hear what was said between the two?
I don't really know both sides of the conversation. I just heard my mom was saying, but she was just saying how happy I was to be able to say that I committed to Syracuse. She was like, when I got home, I looked a little, you know, tired and like tired from the plane ride and stuff. But once I had told them I wanted to commit, I had a big smile on my face.
What does it mean to your family to know that you're committed to Syracuse, that you're going to be playing college football, that you're going to be going forward with an education in engineering that you had talked to me about before? What does it all mean to your family?
My mom was just smiling. She's so proud of me. It's been a long time coming. Been through so much being here together, so I know that was a very proud moment for her.
Then as you got an opportunity to talk with Chuck Bulla, the defensive coordinator, later on in the conversation, what was that like between you and him?
He was just saying he was just glad I chose Syracuse, and he said I'd be a good addition to the team. So he just can't wait to get me up there, too. Coach is really excited for me to get there.
Come out to Pole Position Raceway, the premier indoor electric karting experience. Open 7 days a week, their quarter-mile-long European-style track, located on the third floor of Destiny USA in Syracuse, New York, is home to the fastest electric karts in North America, with speeds up to 45 miles per hour. Arrive and drive any day, Monday through Sunday. Pole Position Raceway is also available for group events. From kids' birthday parties to corporate events, they will provide an authentic, exhilarating, and safe racing experience your guests will never forget. For more information, visit polepositionraceway.com or stop in today on the third floor of Destiny USA in Syracuse, New York. Pole Position Raceway, built by racers for racers.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Rack 'em up for the perfect sport to play in any weather. Salt City Billiards in North Syracuse, located on Brewerton Road, minutes from Interstate 81, has been the home of a dozen pool tables featuring some of your best shots and memories for years. Cue it up at Salt City Billiards any day of the week. And make sure you're there with me, Dan Totora, for on-call nights every single Thursday from 7 to 9 p.m., where you'll rack them up as many times as you want with 2 hours of pool play for just $5. Also, Bud and Bud Light specials, and we can talk about sports. That's on-call nights Thursdays, 7 to 9 p.m. at Salt City Billiards, where you can grab a drink, get something to eat, and dive into the pool no matter what the season. Salt City Billiards, minutes from Interstate 81 on Brewerton Road in North Syracuse.
Now, Fred Reed, the secondary coach for the Syracuse Orange, who you also got to talk to in your conversation that you just had a few hours back to commit to Syracuse, you had said that him and yourself are very much alike in the sense that you have quiet personalities. Could you get any emotion from him in this conversation? Did he sound happy to be having you on the team?
It's funny that you said I actually did hear a little excitement in his voice when he heard that I was committed.
So you verbally committed. You've told the Syracuse Orange that you want to play for them. I have to ask this. It's a verbal commitment. It's not written on paper yet. How much worth does your word have? Is this truly, when you say to Syracuse, I'm committing to you verbally, is that 100% you're done with recruiting? What does it mean to you to give Syracuse your word?
100% committed. That's one of the reasons why I waited to commit after I take my visits, because I don't want to commit somewhere and not have been there and then, you know, decommit. Commitment means a commitment. That's just it. Your word is your bond. So I'm a man of my word, so I'm going to stay with my commitment.
Now, you and I, Cordell, have spoken for probably almost a year now going through your recruitment process, and I remember one of the times that you and I were talking, I was in between flights, and I was writing out what you were saying to me and putting all the information together from where your recruitment was at that time. And Syracuse never really seemed like a player back then. So from the beginning of your recruitment to being a verbal commit to Syracuse, how did this all come about that Syracuse became the right school for you in your mind and in your heart from where you were before, where it didn't really seem like that's where Syracuse was in the beginning?
Well, you can say Coach Leslie did a good job recruiting, but yeah, he just he did a good job of just, you know, building a relationship with me and just keeping Syracuse on my mind, because we talked a lot. So, you know, it's hard not to think about a school when you're hearing their name every other week. So, but once we started contacting more. I started doing research on the school and the academics and the football program. And Syracuse just has a lot of history in the school, which is one of the things I like about it. But over time, it's grown to love the school.
As far as the current season goes for the Syracuse Orange, being 4-4 in their first season in the ACC, being only behind FSU and Clemson, who are two of the big players in the ACC in its entirety and in the Atlantic Division, to be only behind FSU and Clemson in their first season, and to be going back to a bowl game, first time they've had back-to-back bowls since 1998, 1999, how much of what's going on this season played a role in you deciding to go to Syracuse?
Not that they finished behind FSU and Clemson. It's just, I can see the turnaround in the program, and it's always way back to the top, and I feel like I want to be a part of that.
Come out to Pole Position Raceway, the premier indoor electric karting experience. Open 7 days a week, their quarter-mile-long European-style track, located on the third floor of Destiny USA in Syracuse, New York, is home to the fastest electric karts in North America, with speeds up to 45 miles per hour. Arrive and drive any day, Monday through Sunday. Pole Position Raceway is also available for group events. From kids' birthday parties to corporate events, they will provide an authentic, exhilarating, and safe racing experience your guests will never forget. For more information, visit polepositionraceway.com or stop in today on the third floor of Destiny USA in Syracuse, New York. Pole Position Raceway, built by racers for racers.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carbolite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carbolanche, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carbolite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Rack 'em up for the perfect sport to play in any weather. Sault City Billiards in North Syracuse, located on Brewerton Road, minutes from Interstate 81, has been the home of a dozen pool tables featuring some of your best shots and memories for years. Cue it up at Sault City Billiards any day of the week. And make sure you're there with me, Dan Totora, for on-call nights every single Thursday from 7 to 9 p.m., where you'll rack them up as many times as you want with 2 hours of pool play for just $5. Also, Bud and Bud Light specials, and we can talk about sports. That's on-call nights Thursdays, 7 to 9 p.m. at Sault City Billiards, where you can grab a drink, get something to eat, and dive into the pool no matter what the season. Sault City Billiards, minutes from Interstate 81 on Brewerton Road in North Syracuse.
Looking forward at Syracuse and what is to be your future, with you saying that your word is your bond and you are going to Syracuse University, from what you've said to me here, have you spoken to any of the fellow 2014 incoming Syracuse recruits?
Yeah, a lot of them welcomed me to the team and wrote me on Twitter and stuff.
Who are some of the Syracuse commits that have gotten in touch with you after finding out that you made the decision to join them on the Orange?
AJ Long, a couple other commits, one from Miami, or Hialeah, he's from Florida, he's a quarterback.
And that commit for Syracuse from Hialeah being Allen Edward, quarterback, that just also recently committed before you, Cordell. And bring me into this. I mean, social media, back in the day when players were committing to schools, they weren't able to just go out on Twitter and out on Facebook and tell the world where they're going. What has this experience been like for you to have Syracuse fans immediately respond when you say that you're committing to Syracuse, and having fellow 2014 incoming class, for those recruits that have committed to Syracuse, to talk with you on Twitter? What's it been like?
I felt good. I felt really welcome. All the fans just telling me they were like, thank you for joining the Syracuse family and welcoming me to the family. So it just felt good.
Now, I want to go back to your visit to Syracuse, your official visit that you just had recently, and to go back into a moment. Was there a moment on your trip that you realized, hey, I'm coming here? And if so, what was that moment?
I would say just the day we were at Dave and Buster's with the coaches. The host teammates, the recruits, we all went Dave and Buster's. I could just see the family like setup that they have for the team. It was just the family atmosphere they have on the team. It was just amazing how the coaches were bonding with the players, and you could just see it.
Did you play any games when you were at Dave and Buster's?
Yeah, I got my butt whooped a couple times to pop a shot, but it was fun.
Well, I was going to ask you if you beat any of the coaches, but it sounds like everybody beat you.
Yeah, Eric White, the director of recruiting, he actually made a joke. He actually bet me on one of the games that if I lose to him, I had to commit. And he beat me by 15 points.
So you're saying that you felt it at Dave and Buster's with the family, but Eric White was saying, hey, you're a man of your word, so you better make that decision.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I can hear you on the other side of the phone. You're smiling. You feel good. You know, I could tell personality-wise that, you know, you being a quiet guy, you sound uplifted right now. What's it like to have the weight off your shoulders? It's done. You know where you're going. I mean, Cordell, seriously, there are so many people in this world that would love to be you right now, be playing BCS football, be going to a big-name school with a lot of history. What does it feel like to be a committed man in this moment, going to Syracuse, have the weight off your shoulders? What's it feel like to know that your decision is made and now you just have to focus on getting to school and going from there?
I just feel really honored and humbled to have this opportunity, you know, play big time football at a outstanding academic school. But like I said, it's just time for me now. I know that I got this out of the way to get focused, get in this weight room, put some weight on, get up, get back out on the field, getting better.
Once you made your decision, you spoke with your family, and then moved from there to talk with the Syracuse coaches. Then, did you call? Who did you call from there? I mean, who was the next person to call after speaking with your family and the SU coaches?
I told all my coach, my high school coaches, all my coaches from like 707 and stuff like that. I told a couple of my teammates. Well, they seen it on Twitter too, but. And I told some of my friends, too.
So you make your decision as you move forward, getting back in the weight room, getting yourself ready, getting yourself prepared. How anxious are you right now? Because you finished up your time at Largo High School down in Florida. You know that you're going to Syracuse. That's where you want to go. You've made that decision. So from here on out, how anxious are you to get on the field? I mean, do you feel like, okay, I've committed to Syracuse verbally, now I just want to get out there and start practicing?
Yeah, actually. I want to go mid-year, but my mom didn't want me to. She wanted to spend the last couple months with me, and I'm all right with that. Because I know once I get to school, I'm going to miss it like crazy. So I'm going to enjoy these last couple months with my mom, but... No, I'm just going to put in the work right now because I know once I get there, it's not going to be easy. So I got to put in right now and put in the work.
Come out to Pole Position Raceway, the premier indoor electric karting experience. Open 7 days a week, their quarter-mile-long European-style track, located on the third floor of Destiny USA in Syracuse, New York, is home to the fastest electric karts in North America, with speeds up to 45 miles per hour. Arrive and drive any day, Monday through Sunday. Pole Position Raceway is also available for group events. From kids' birthday parties to corporate events, they will provide an authentic, exhilarating, and safe racing experience your guests will never forget. For more information, visit polepositionraceway.com or stop in today on the third floor of Destiny USA in Syracuse, New York. Pole Position Raceway, built by racers for racers.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Rack 'em up for the perfect sport to play in any weather. Sault City Billiards in North Syracuse, located on Brewerton Road, minutes from Interstate 81, has been the home of a dozen pool tables featuring some of your best shots and memories for years. Cue it up at Sault City Billiards any day of the week. And make sure you're there with me, Dan Totora, for on-call nights every single Thursday from 7 to 9 p.m., where you'll rack them up as many times as you want with 2 hours of pool play for just $5. Also, Bud and Bud Light specials, and we can talk about sports. That's on-call nights Thursdays, 7 to 9 p.m. at Sault City Billiards, where you can grab a drink, get something to eat, and dive into the pool no matter what the season. Sault City Billiards, minutes from Interstate 81 on Brewerton Road in North Syracuse.
What do you say to Mom right now? She's been a part of this decision. She's been a big part of your life, which I can tell from the conversations that we've had face-to-face with Mom after this decision is made. What do you say to her?
After I told the coach that I wanted to commit and we got done talking or whatever, I just hugged my mom and just told her thank you for everything. Because I know she's been here the whole time supporting me.
And what did Mom say back to you?
She was just like, she's so proud of me, and she kissed me on my forehead and she just hugged me.
So you have a little bit more time with Mom, a few months with Mom, before you have to come up to Syracuse, New York. I have to ask you this, since we just had a pretty big storm here in Syracuse as far as snow goes. Are you ready? Are you prepared for the cold and for the snow of Syracuse, New York, once you come up here and make everything official?
Not quite yet. When I was up in New Jersey, well, New York City, New Jersey, the snow was kind of crazy. It was a lot. It was my first time seeing, 3 inches of snow, and, it gets really cold, too. That's a plus about Syracuse. They play in a dome, and they have an indoor facility in their building and another indoor facility, so...
All I can say to you is that there's going to be that moment, and I know that they've done it before, where you're going to be outside practicing in the snow. It's going to be 10 degrees outside, maybe a foot of snow on the ground. Go into that moment. Do you feel like you're prepared to do that?
I'm not going to have no choice but to be ready.
Now, with signing day approaching pretty rapidly, I mean, it'll be here before we know it. Are you planning on signing your national letter of intent to Syracuse University on signing day?
Yeah.
What's that signing day going to be like for you? Who's going to be around you when you sign your national letter of intent to Syracuse?
It's going to be my mom, my dad, probably a couple of my coaches. It's going to be at the school.
Well, I look forward to speaking with you on national signing day once that piece of paper is signed and you move it one step closer to realizing your dream of playing college football, and also with engineering and everything you want to do with your life while at Syracuse University and your studies as well. So, you know, like I've told you before, Cordell, I cannot thank you enough for helping me to be a part of your journey. I really appreciate it. So thank you again for that.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Anytime, and I guess from here you've got to get that number 11 jersey.
All right. I actually was thinking about getting number 22 maybe.
With number 11 being your number since Little League and through high school, why number 22?
I don't know. I like that number too. I like any numbers that have, two of the same number. I just like those numbers. And 22, that's some, more of a DB type number.
If Syracuse put number 11 and number 22 right in front of you on jerseys ready to go, which number would you choose?
Probably 22.
All right. Well, on a day that's so big for you, it was also the 97th birthday of my grandmother, and so I know that after you had made your decision and told me that you were coming to Syracuse, you said, tell your grandmother that the newest commit to Syracuse says happy birthday, and I really thank you for that. It was nice for you on your big day to remember a big day for my grandmother as well and to say what you said, so thank you.
No problem. I'm pretty sure she had a smile on her face when I said that.
She definitely did appreciate it, Cordell, and so did the rest of my family. So it was nice of you to do something like that, and I really appreciate it. So go hang out with Mom. Enjoy this moment. This is a big day for you, and I look forward to talking with you as things continue to progress and you get closer and closer to realizing your dream of college football.
Thank you.
Once again, Cordell Hudson, 2014 Syracuse Orange defensive back, commits in that incoming class for the 2014 season. Cordell Hudson getting it down to Iowa State, Syracuse, and Rutgers, choosing Syracuse, and telling me in our last conversation, in his heart, he felt like he had already made the decision, still went out to Rutgers, and said that it was just hard for him and kind of awkward being at Rutgers, knowing in his heart Syracuse was. So he's heading to the Syracuse Orange as they move to their future. They have a bowl game to play, but from there, the Syracuse Orange look to their future with the addition now of Cordell Hudson, who I truly appreciate. And on the day of my grandmother's 97th birthday, Cordell Hudson realizing a dream that he has had for a while, and I thank him for everything that he's done. Like I said to Cordell, spending almost a year's time just keeping in touch with each other and going through this process, and not just for Cordell, but for everyone that I've spoken to, all the prospects around the country, recruits, offerees, commits, no matter who you are, where you are, thank you. Thank you for helping to make me part of your journey. I mean, I love talking with all of you because you allow me the opportunity to share it with other people and to let people know about you. So to have all the recruits that have been so open and the offerees and the commits, just every player, every high school player that's trying to realize their dream of playing college football, the fact that you allowed me into your life and into this huge part of your life and your future, there really isn't any words for it. So thank you to everyone, to Cordell and to everyone that I've spoken with. It truly has been an amazing, amazing experience to share this side. I mean, I love talking with players that are on teams and getting to know them and watching them play and scouting them and obviously, you know, looking at a game and saying, you know, this is what I think may happen. And then after the game, being able to go through and analyze it. But to now be a part of these players before they even get to college and before, you know, to go a little bit back even farther than what I was used to and to see these players early on before they even step foot on the football field in college, on the court, wherever they may be, whatever sport they're playing, it's truly been a blessing. So I hope you all enjoy listening to this, and I thank you all for everyone that's been so loyal to wakeupcalldt.com and also to the app that you can get on your phone, SportsDT, which you can get at the Google Play Store and at the Apple Store, and it's free. So, and if you want to get it for your iPad, iPod, or iPhone, you can also go to wakeupcalldt.podbean, that's podbean.com/mobile, M-O-B-I-L-E, and it works just like iTunes. You get the app, it's free, you click on the app, and it brings up all the shows with the latest show at the top, all the way back. You can just go through and cycle and find whatever show you want to listen to. There's a description of each one, what you can expect. You click on that show and hit play, and you can listen to it from anywhere at any time. You don't have to worry about the signal dropping out or losing it. You always have it with you on your smartphones, your tablets, your iPads, iPods, laptops, desktop computer, wherever you are, I'm there with you. So thank you for everyone that's been loyal to Dan Totora Broadcast Media and all the work that I'm trying to do to really make the best out of this world and bring you originality and bring you stories like that of Cordell Hudson and just share a little bit of you know, positive news with you and always give you something positive to smile about. So I thank Cordell for talking with me and smiling, and I thank you for listening in, and I hope you're smiling. You heard from Pole Position Raceway, which is a great experience, exhilarating. Just it's totally different from anything that you've ever done before. Indoor karting is through Pole Position Raceway is just, it's safe, it's exhilarating, it's fun, it's just something you got to do. I mean, you got to do it. And just to jump in the car, you could go up to 45 miles an hour. You're inside of a mall, and it's crazy because the indoor karting experience, this European-style track, it's all enclosed. You're not, like, driving through the mall and, you know, you're not, like, going up and down the escalator or anything like that. But you're on the third floor of Destiny USA in Syracuse, New York, and you are sitting in this cart, and it's up to you. I mean, you're going around, and you're trying to pass people and win this race, and they could be strangers. It could be a bachelorette party, a bachelor party. It could be a work event, team-building event. It could be a kid's birthday party, whatever, just for fun. You know, you just jump in the cart and say, hey, you know what? I'm going to go out there, and there's a bunch of strangers. Let me see how I do. And I can honestly say that, you know, my first time out, I didn't care where I ended up as far as the standings. I just wanted to get out there and experience what it was like to be behind the wheel of this indoor kart and just really get a taste for it. So it's exhilarating. I mean, it's fun. I hope you can hear it in my voice because, you know, it really is something different, and definitely you got to go out there and try it. And I had the opportunity to do that. I look forward to going back, and make sure you stay tuned to facebook.com/wakeupcalldt and on Twitter @calldt. That's CALLDT, because I'm constantly giving away special promotions for your next race so you can get some money off that upcoming race that you have going on. So make sure you don't miss out on my special promotions for Pole Position Raceway by liking me on facebook.com/wakeupcalldt and following me on Twitter @calldt for the next time I do a giveaway for Pole Position Raceway. You also heard from Carvel DeWitt, the longest-standing Carvel franchise in the nation. We just wrapped up 3 live shows that we did on-site on potentially the coldest day of the year, but the ice cream still tastes the same, fresh, handmade, daily. Never, ever let the cold weather fool you. Carvel DeWitt has that great flavor every single day. They have the Wake Up Call Sunday. They're the only ones that have the Wake Up Call Sunday, which I thank Jay Cartini for the opportunity to do something special and something unique for people in Central New York and people that are traveling into Central New York, especially during the holiday season, definitely go check out the Wake Up Call Sunday. Soft serve chocolate, vanilla, or a twist, your choice, topped off with cookie dough pieces, caramel swirl, whipped cream, and a cherry. And if you're counting the calories in this holiday season, get it in the Carvel Light. Less calories an ounce, and still a great flavor for the Wake Up Call Sunday. Carvel DeWitt, don't miss out on them. 4322 East Genesee Street in Syracuse. And definitely don't miss us the next time we do a live event. I truly appreciate everybody that I met, everyone from young kids to older couples. For this one lady, God bless her, she came out in a snowstorm, 14 degrees outside. And she said, my husband wanted ice cream, so of course, he sends me to go get it. So for the woman that bared the cold, Phyllis, God bless you. And it was great meeting you, and to the family that I got to meet and give away a Justin Pugh ball and also an Alec Lemon signed football to Syracuse Orange alum that are trying to realize their dreams and be successful in professional football. I was really happy to do that, and to see a little girl, just to see her smile and to hold up the football and say thank you for this, just really meant a lot to me. And to have their mother ask me about the Wake Up Call Sunday and say that she wants to try it. I mean, this is what I'm here for. This is what I do this for. And also Salt City Billiards, you know, 3707 Brewerton Road in Syracuse, right off of 81. You don't want to miss out on Salt City Billiards. So much fun. We had our biggest turnout in the first 3 weeks that we've done this, the third week for on-call nights. Another freezing night, very cold outside, and you all came out. And it was amazing. So thank you so much. All different ages came out to on-call night. It's Thursday night. I'm there from 7 to 9 p.m. every Thursday night. But on-call night officially starts at 6 p.m., goes all the way until Salt City Billiards closes after midnight. $5 all-night pool from 6 p.m. to close. So you could play 100 games of pool for $5, 5 games for $5, whatever it may be. $5 all-night pool play from 6 p.m. to close. I'm there 7 to 9 and more than happy to take on anyone in the community that wants to play a friendly game of pool. And there's also $2 Bud and Bud Light special, so make sure you don't miss out on those. And I want to make sure that I also put a special thanks out to Dreisig Apparel, who has put together all of my wardrobe, pretty much, when it comes to the t-shirts that we have, the men's t-shirts, women's t-shirts, hats, my polo shirts that I wear to the events that I cover, with all of my company colors, orange, black, and white. We also have gray. I really cannot say enough about Dreisig Apparel. They have a new location on Teal Ave and everything under one umbrella. Dreisig Athletic, Dreisig Lady Line, and Fan Hands all together in one location on Teal Ave. You can't miss the sign, the giant Dreisig Apparel sign. Make sure you look out for that new sign, new location. Definitely have to go check them out and get your Fan Hands. FanHands.com. If you're not going to Teal Ave, you can go to FanHands.com. Very simple way to do it from anywhere. Just sit right at home and type it onto the computer, fanhands.com, and there you go. And get yourself a pair of Fan Hands, which is great for the holiday season for any fan that you know, including yourself. $10 for a pair of Fan Hands. Find your team color and get those Fan Hands. Order them now. Get them in the mail. And once they are on your doorstep, you can now go to any game and be louder than you were before. And you don't even have to open your mouth. You don't have to lose your voice. You're going to clap at the game no matter what. If your team's losing, you're cheering them on, you're clapping. Team's winning, you're cheering them on, you're clapping. Well, this enhances your clap. It's a fan accessory. It doesn't affect anything about you enjoying the game. It makes your clap louder. It makes you more effective as a fan. And when you take them off, you just slip them right in your pocket, grab yourself some nachos, eat the nachos, put the Fan Hands back on. You want to grab your drink? You don't have to take Fan Hands off. So no worry, no hassle, plenty of fun, keeps you loud, and keeps the fans in the game, which is so important, whether a team is on the court and you're trying to be the sixth man, or they're on the football field and you're trying to be the 12th man. Just how vital it is, whatever the sport is, to be that extra teammate when it comes to lacrosse, when it comes to cross country, track and field, rowing, whatever it may be. When you're a fan, Fan Hands makes you an even better fan. And you can get them right now in your favorite team color at fanhands.com. The Dreisig Lady line also goes hand-in-hand with Dreisig Apparel, that whole umbrella. Dreisig Lady line has the Bamboo line, which is the relaxing, comfortable clothing that men who are comfortable in their sexuality can look at a woman and say, I envy that. I do. And you know what? I'm very comfortable in my sexuality to say, you know what? I envy that. The Bamboo line is just, it's relaxing. A woman could just put it on, and whether she's running around the house chasing the kids or she's running in the morning before she goes to work at the business she owns, whatever type of life that you're living, it doesn't matter. Dreisig Lady line fits every single woman, no matter what your life entails, how busy you are, or those moments where you get to take a break and sit down. And ladies, I had my grandma in heaven, God bless her, and my grandma here on earth, God bless her as well, and my mom, God bless her. All three of those women helped raise me, and they were always going and doing so much. And so I understand that a woman's job is never really over when it comes to working and then doing the work at home, helping the kids. So first of all, gentlemen, if you're not helping out your ladies, make sure you do so. And for the ladies, dreisiglady.com, Dreisig lady.com, businesswoman, entrepreneur, stay-at-home mom, soccer mom, whatever you may be, whatever your life entails, the Bamboo line and the athletic line, dreisiglady.com is the place to go, fit for any single woman and helping you to feel good in your skin, feel good in your clothes as you go about your day. So for all the women out there, dreisiglady.com, and for all the men out there, Christmas gifts, dreisiglady.com. So a special thanks to everyone that helps make this interview with Cordell Hudson possible, and everything else at Dance Tour Broadcast Media possible. My team has been a blessing, and truly it has been wonderful. So I thank everyone that's ever worked with me, and I thank you for listening in. Have a phenomenal day. We'll talk to you very soon right here on WakeUpCallDT.com. And when I say we, myself and everyone that I've had the blessing of speaking with, over 300 sports figures. So God bless you. Thank you. And I'll be talking with you very soon. This is Dan Tatora for Dan Tatora Broadcast Media on Wake Up Call with Dan Tatora, only on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop.